Nolte, People Don't Even Want Free Bud Light. By John Nolte on May 9, 2023. OutKick founder Clay Travis conducted an experiment to see if people would drink free Bud Light, and they wouldn't. Weekend experiment. Beers and cooler at Nashville area event, tweeted Travis at 6:45 p.m. over the weekend. Pick which beer you want. 3 hours later, this was the result: no one would take the Bud Light all night long. Big issue going forward for Bud Light is many don't even want to be seen with product. They just pick another brand. At my local Walmart last week, the store was full up on Bud Light, while other beers seemed to have much better sales. As of the last report, Bud Light's in-store sales toppled by 26% between April 16 to 22. This is a catastrophe for Transfuser-Busch, Anheuser-Busch. The fallout is based solely on the beer company's decision to do business with Dylan Mulvaney, a male transvestite who is basically becoming rich performing a minstrel show that denigrates real women. He prances around like an astonished reindeer, and for the Transfuser-Busch made him a Bud Light influencer using his photo on the brand's beer cans. The backlash was immediate. But Light's VP of marketing Alyssa Heinerscheid quickly made things worse by basically attacking Bud Light's customer base as fratty and out of touch to explain her decision to do business with a transvestite. She is now taking a leave of absence, which she will likely never return from. Then Transfuser-Busch really stepped in it by releasing a patronizing ad aimed at Red State America. This video debacle had to be seen to be believed. It plays like a Saturday Night Live parody back when Saturday Night Live was funny. When all this trans madness launched with Olympic gold medal winner Bruce Jenner putting on a dress, I think Americans wanted to show they were tolerant and accepting of transsexuals and transvestites. But now it has gone way, way, way too far. Tolerance is one thing. Fascism forcing us to accept and participate is quite another. This weird garbage is everywhere now, and it's unnatural and unhealthy, and people are tired of it. Watch, women's rights activist, never use the language of trans activism, don't give it any validation. We went from being told the alphabet people just wanted to be left alone to live their own lives to being bullied into lying with their preferred anti-biology pronouns. Too many of these shickos are targeting our kids using Disney cartoons and family drag shows. They're looking to permanently mutilate our kids into one of them with puberty blockers and horrific, irreversible surgeries. This is Nazi stuff. It's monstrous, and it's an obscenity against nature, biology, science, and decency. Well, it appears as though the people have decided Bud Light was the right place to launch a long-overdue backlash, to tell these fascist corporations to stop forcing this stuff on us and our children. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.